We are on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of the second Taisvis. Just to refresh our memory, Taisvis has a problem. How can we put salt one piece of meat, then later put another piece of meat on top of it, and salt a second piece of meat that was salted later and put it on top of the first piece of meat? Why aren't we afraid that the bottom piece of meat will be beleya, the dam, from the top piece of meat? From Rashi, Taisus understood that the whole heter by Bosor is that meat has a common time to be poilet dam, and then it stops the plate. So from Rashi would seem we can only salt two pieces of meat at the same time. So kozman, the meat is being poilet, it will not be beleya. And when it stops being poilet, so there's no dam that is being poilet anymore, so there's nothing to be beleya. And Taisvis says the Maisim B'chol Yoim is not like this, that the Minig Ha'ilam is that we put up a second piece of meat that was salted later over the first piece of meat, and the first piece of meat had already stopped its plate, the second meat is still being poiled dam. So why aren't we chayish that the dam from the top piece of meat is not nivla and the bottom piece of meat? That was Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. So Taisvis wanted to say a second mahalach, that the reason the bottom piece of meat is not by lay adam is not because it's poilet adam, it stopped being poilet adam, but just like we have a klal by tzliye, that dam mishrek shorik, that dam, that if one is roasting two pieces of meat, so the dam of the pap chelik, even though it glides over the basa of the bottom chelik, it will not be nivla on the bottom chelik, because dam has this characteristic of dam mishrek shorik, it glides off. And Taisus wants to say, just like by tzli, there is such a concept of dam mishrek shorik, hu adin by meliche, there's also such a concept. So the blood from the top piece does not become nivla in the bottom piece. In davke dogim, the rafel kalmayu, by dogim, the dam does get attached and nivla in the dogim, so that's why if you melea hoifis and dogim together, the dogim are also. This would take care of many problems, but Taisus ends up with a problem. If the whole heter is because dam mishrek shorik, so there are many times that when one is meleach two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, there are cavities in the bottom piece of meat, and then the whole concept of mishrek shorik is not applicable because the dam accumulates in the cavities. So that's where we left off two nights ago. So we are now on the line, the last line before the lines get wide completely. V'yesh mefoshim. Anu mahalach. Mishum de pleites tzir meisheches harbe achar pleites hadam. So Taisvis says as follows, that when one salts meat, there are two things that come out from the meat. In the beginning, dam comes out from the meat. After the dam leaves the meat, so tzir comes out, the juice comes out from the meat. Now, this plate of the tzir takes much longer than the plate of the dam. Let us say for practical purposes, it takes 18 minutes for the dam to come out. It takes 12 hours for the tzir to come out. So memele, so the problem that we had, if you salted one piece of meat and 10 minutes later and 20 minutes later you put over it a second piece of meat, so why this? So now dam is coming out from the second piece of meat. It stopped coming out from the first piece of meat. So why isn't it the first piece of meat beileya the dam from the second piece of meat? So Tosfos says, because the second piece of meat is being toilet seal. That's number one. And then Tosfos says another nekuda. Mishum de platis sir meisheches harbei acher platis adam. So means we have another 12 hours that the chaticha tachtoina is poilet sir. That's one nekude. In nekude number two, v'chol zman shem meisheh poilet platis atzir, Poltois mashe boilois minel yoinois acha pleites domo. So now Tosfos says, not the way Rashi had said. Rashi had said that when the bottom chatiche is poilit, it won't be boileya. It won't be boileya at all. That was Rashi shita. Tosfos says, no, it's not true. This is, the Tosfos is chaylik on the second nekud of Rashi. That Tosfos says it is Baileya. It is Baileya. If it's Pilate Tzir, it's Baileya Radam. But since it is in a process of Plate, so the dam that is Nivla in the Chaticha Chataina will be Niflat together with the Tzir. So it's Baileya and Pilate. But it doesn't remain in the Chaticha Tachtain. That is a yesh mefosh. Mishum de pleita sir meisheches harbe acha pleita sadam. V'chol zman shem moishech pleita satsir. So kol zman, the chatiche is poilet the tzir. Poiltois mashe boilois min hayoynes acha pleita sadam. It's Poilet, what is Baileya from the Yonis, after it was Poilet its own dam. Now, if that is the case, so now, Masha Nimsa Begumais, so now let's go back to the Gumais. Before they said a problem with the Gumais. Masha Nimsa Begumais, Tziru Baloy Dam. So now, there's no problem at all with the Gumais, because the bottom chatiche is keseda being poilet. We have 12 hours of plate, and whatever these 12 hours of plate are plate of tzir, and if there's dam that comes out, so the dam is also niflat. So now that's 100% true. You have cavities in the boso that are full of liquid. That's not dam. That's tzir, because it's keseda. It's keseda being poilet tzir. We have 12 hours of plate tzir. Avol dam, avol bedogim ein loyma came. So let's go. And why by dogim don't we say this? Lafisha pelaitas dam ha eifes moisheches acha plate tzir ha dogim. That means that is true. It could be that the tzir takes longer to be nifla than the dam. But the tzir of dogim ends before the plate of the oifis ends. So memela, when the oifis are poilet dam in the dogim, so the dogim are finished kol pleitosam, they were poilet the dam and the tzir, so memela, so there's nothing to push out. There's nothing to push out the dam that's nivla now in the dogim. That's why the dogim are us. V'rav Yosef mi'alayne shayayimah. Rabbi Yossi Melayni said a little different. Lefi shepleitas hadogim, he says a little, a different tahel. Lefi shepleitas hadogim nigma koidam ascholas pleitas oifis. He says, Amor dikezach, that the pleita of the dogim ends before the oifis starts. Lekach einam poiltin oid mashe boilim min ha'ifet. So memela, after this, so this new belie from the oifes, they will not be poilim. Avol, here he says, amur deki yisod. Boso or boso. Ye boso or boso. Kivin shaloi nigma pleitas dam tachtin. Koidem ascholas bliyosa min ha'elyen. Ein derech pleitosa nistemes da hoyel o pasuach livloit lo yisosem ad gma pleites achticha she'oleho. Rabbi Yosef Melayner said on Moir Dikazach. Rabbi Yosef Melayner says that pshat is that let's say if you have, let's say, boso that's poilet dam. It's poilet dam for 18 minutes. And then there's a pump that's poilet dam, and then after 18 minutes it stops. Zogt Rabbi Yosef Melayner. But what'll be if by 17 minutes new dam comes in from this another chaticha of boso on top of it? Now, since when the new dam came in, the pump was still working for its own dam, so then the pump never stops. The pump doesn't differentiate. That it's my dam, a different dam. If there's dam in the meat, the minute the pump stops, then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. You can't crank the pump again. It stopped. It's finished. So Memele, so Rabbi Yosef Melayner said like this. So the kunz is you have to make sure that the chetiche ha'alyoyne should be put on 17 minutes, it takes 18 minutes to be poilet dam, 17 minutes from the first meliche, you put the second chatiche. And then, somehow, since the pump is working, 17 minutes later, you put a third, 17 minutes, you put a fourth, you can be doing that already for 2 days already, you can do it. As long as you make sure, when the pump is still working, when it's still 17 minutes from the chaticha tachtoine, so it's busy being pilot, it's dam, it will be continue to be pilot, all new dam that comes in. I mean, some of cannot come in, according to Rabbi Yosef Melayner, she can do this for 2-3 days. I mean, it's not like this, the first shot was, this is man, it's pilot, it's dam, this is man, it's pilot, it's tzir. After that man, there's not what to talk about anymore, it's finished. Rabbi Yosef Melayner said, no, you just have to chap this man, that when it's still being pilot, it's dam. And if you have that man, so all new dam that'll come in will be niflat. There will be niflat, and this could last for who knows well. Let's see again the lashon of Tosfos. Abyeisa mielainish oyoyma lefisha pleitas adogim nigma koidem hascholas pleitas ha'ifes. Memesin, between you and me, the Rabbi Yosef the Leinish was medayik from the Loshen of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'dogim mishim derofu kormayu, kodmi upolti, they finished being poilit, v'oifis kemiti boso denechi dogim, pliti oifis, after the dogim stopped, then the oifis start. That's the whole problem. It's not synchronized. That means it was medayik. After it stopped, then it started being poilet the dam. If it would have been a minute before when it was still in the middle of the plate, so then there wouldn't be no problem whatsoever. Fisha pleitis adogim nigma koidem ascholos pleitis oifis. Lakach einam poiltem oid mashabel min oifis. Aber bosser kiven shalai nigma pleitis dam tachtein Koidem ascholos bli osam in elyim. And derech pleitos on nistam. So the derech pleito was never nistam. The hoyelu pasuach lifloit, it since it's open to be pilot, lo yisosem, it will not close at gmal pleitas chaticha shalas. Of new dam is coming in, and the pleite is still functioning, we're busy being pilot my dam, so all new dam that comes in will continue to be nifla. Bechemi mochu shlishis, benosnu ala yoinis, koidim gma pleitosa hatachtoina. You put a shlishis when it's still busy being pilot, the dam from the second one, you put in a shlishis. Peletas, achadigma, a shlishis pleitosa, it'll be considered to be pilot. Vechein la'olam, and this you can do for days and days. It's kol ma sheyitno leo tivla, whatever you put on, it will be b'leia, v'tifloi, but kimin shloi nocha rega achas. But you have to be very careful. According to Rabbi Yosef Melainish, you have to be careful that whatever is being put on top has to be done at least 17 minutes of the plate of the tachtoine. So it's still in the process of plate. It's in the process of plate. So lemaise, it's in the plate process. So whatever will be nivla will go out. Vim taima. Nehei de lefish nea taimim heilu. Ein lesser machmas pleites chatichel yoinom. So now, according to these two times, either we said the tzir is maflet the dam, or the dam is maflet the dam. Mikol mokim neser machmas dam habalua bemelach shebein chatichel chaticha shenimche betzir shebegumes acha pleites kol hadam. So now Taisvis asks as follows. Fine. We did everything, was synchronized, the plates, everything was put on, Kozman, the Tachtoina was Poiletzir, Poiletam, everything. Kosher Biyosha. Fine. No problem. Now we have here, we 12 hours passed, this man of the plate that passed, we still have this meat one on top of the other, which is not pronounced, not being pilot anymore. So, Baruch Hashem, Gevaldik. But we have to understand like this. We have in the salt is Nivladam. The salt is Nivladam. I mean, it's coming out, but there was a chelik of the dam that was Nivla in the salt. Fine. No problem. We have salt. Now, the salt, now we have here, let's just pick isomatic, and then we'll see the many contains. So we have here, 10 chatichas of bosa, one on top of the other, the dam that gushed out, there was nifla, no problem. But we have here salt that was beleya dam. Salt that was beleya dam. So Taisis is going to say like this. The salt between the chatichas, there's no problem with that salt. Why is there no problem with that salt? Because that salt, the dam in that salt, capsulizes the dam. That means it stays in the salt. The dam in the salt will remain in the salt. The dam that gushed out already. And the dam that's nivla in the salt stays in the salt. It doesn't go out. The salt holds the dam. So that's no problem. That is no problem whatsoever. So afterwards, we have to get rid of the salt, but no problem. Taisus had a problem now with the gummies. Now, what's the problem with the gummies? We have gummies. The gummies are filled with tzir and dust. No problem. Everything is kosher v'yosh. But now, the salt over the gummies dissolves in the gummies. Fine. Now, this salt that dissolved in the gummies has dam inside of it. It has dam inside of it. Now, since this salt dissolved, so the dam, which was inside the salt, now goes to the bottom of the gume, and it's nivla, in the basa. And we're talking about it with some of this after this man plate already. We took the plate we took care of already. Now it's after this man plate. It's after 12 hours. It's after this man plate. So the dam in the melach that dissolved in the gume, that dam should also, that chaylik of the gume. That is going to be Tais Viskash. Let's see in a minute. Dim time and heidel if he's nei time and meilu. Ein less a machmas platus chaticha o yoina, als the plate it is no shailim. Mikomokim nes a machmas dam habolua bimelach. The dam that was nivelan the melach shebein chaticha lechatichim. Shenim chena this melach became dissolved with tzir shebegumis. It got dissolved in the tzir shebegumis. Ach, a plate is called adam vatzir. After everything was niflat already. That means all the plate is stopped. And we say, bo, Hashem, everything came out. But there's still dam that dissolved in the melach. And now it will be nivla in the gumis. The bishlay me bechol chaticha meluche da'alme. Now, some say without gumis. Every chatiha that's salted, eina melech shele oiseres. We can't ask a question. Why doesn't the melech aser the bottom chatiha lefishem muet hu adam habalua b'melech? The dam habalua b'melech is not too much. Eini yochel oid lozuz misham klal. And the dam that's in the melech is trapped. It won't leave the melech. The small amount of dam that's in the melech will not leave the melech. Avol kan shenimcha hamelech b'tzir shebegumah. But over here, let's go back to the gumis. There's tzir in the gumah. And the melech will dissolve in the tzir shebegumah. V'nas etzolo. Now it dissolves. So now we have dam that escaped the melach, and now this dam is resting on the bosa, and will be nivla in the bosa, and the bosa stopping poilei. Hoya loy le dam zelesa, can they clip al kaponim, can they clip it shirasa, of the mokim agume. So on this place it says two toads. Vishem aloim rina malich areyu kereseya. That means in order for it to be boileya, you need a concept of malicha reya kereseya. So we say that it's like rusach tzli, it's like you have here a bliya that's being mavliya, the dam into the bosel, als the din of rusach, it's like rusach, it's like hot. So Tosfos said, maybe the koyach hamelach, that's mavliya is elo bishas plate. That means when it's extracting the dam, how does it extract the dam? That's the koyach hamelech. It's like a heat. And just like tzli is shoyev dam, so meliach is also shoyev dam. That's the koyach of the melech. Aval ache gma plate, but we have to understand the salt was working very hard. After it was maflit all the dam, Lechoshiv kereseach, the posach koyach hamelach, machme sheivlet es aboso, v'yotza koyach hamelach im adam. That means, it was busy, we have to, if we'd be able to picture what the melech was doing, the melech was taking out all the dam, and then the heat of the melech was taking out all the melech kereseach, but after it finished this, it was a big job that it done. After it finished this job, it burnt out. It doesn't have any koyach more of riseyach. So memele now, so it was working very hard the whole time it was maflit the dam. But after it finished being maflit the dam, it has no more koyach anymore. So memele now I have some salt in the gume that dissolved in the tzir. So you have dam here also. No problem. The dam will never become nivla in the bosar atachtoine. You need heat to be mavliyat. Can they clip it? You need heat. There's no more heat left. the Nikoyach HaMelech was Nifsak. That's one Teretz. Inami, a second Teretz, Inami Yishloime SheHaMelech Shalaboso Ma'akib Adam Azem Belikonis Beboso. Now Teretz is a second Teretz, which the Teretz HaRosh does not like, but the Taisvis said a second teretz. Just like we said that the melach, we spoke about before the gume, the melach that is on the boso will not be mavliya the dam into the boso because the dam in the melach is trapped, ein zozo misham. So Taisus wants to say a Meirdike Chiddush, that the Melech, in its dissolved oifen, also holds back that the dam shouldn't go further. A Meirdike Zach, that's a Meirdike Chiddush. That the Taisus HaRosh says, since it dissolves, that it should still have a koyach to hold back the dam, that's a moyodik echidish. That's what Taisvus says. But now Taisvus comes out to a moyodik shtiktair. We just had a whole shtiktair over here, that, Ulefi oison hashnei taimim shepirashti. So I said two mahalchim. Taisa says now two mahalchim, how to understand that one is permitted to put layers of salted meat one on top of the other in different times. And there's no problem that the bottom layer is being boileya the dam from the top layers. Even though we're staggering the zman of putting one on top of the other. So Taisa said either because it's takets by layer the dam, but it's takets by layer the dam. But it's pilot the dam also. It's by layer the dam and pilot the dam. Why? To mechash by this other bishas platus atzir, it's pilot the dam. Or bishas pleitas hadam, it's boilei and pelet hadam. That's the cheshbon. So Taisvi says, but it comes out of merdike chumrim. Ulefi oisa neshnei tamim shepirashti, the chosman shetachtoine peletes tzir, Pelasa Piletas Damo Yainim Tzir Shalom. Oi, Kozman Shepsucha Lifloit Pelas U Peletas. Zach Lahamtin Litachtoine Ad Shetishe Hel Yaine Shir Tzlie Shad Oisai Sho Eina Tachtoina Yoitzis Midei Domo. Now, the Lashon of Taisvis is a little unclear. I'll come back to the Lashon of Taisvis. But the Lashon of the Taisvis HaRosh is a little clearer. Taisvis HaRosh says, Tzorech Lizoir, you have to be very careful, Sheyamtinu Letachtoino Ad Gemar Pleitas Ho'oyoino. That means as follows. We have a klal that, let us say, for practical purposes, we have a klal that it takes 18 minutes to extract dam. The dam, it takes 18 minutes to extract the dam from the boso. That's the shield. It takes 18 minutes. Now, Taisvis was speaking about the bottom piece of boso. It was Beileya Dam. So allowed to eat the bottom piece of bus? The Taisa says, well, it's Pilate. It's Pilate the Dam also. It's Pilate the Dam that it was Pilea. It's Pilea, but it's Pilate. So now Taisa says, so, it's, but this is man of Pilate's Dam. I mean, just like when you have a piece of meat with its own Dam, you salt it and blood starts coming out. Oh, finished. No, no, no. You have to wait 18 minutes to extract all of its own dam. Before 18 minutes is nothing but to talk about. So, Memele, if we just said that the domim of the other pieces became nivla in the bottom chatiche, so now we have to make sure to wait 18 minutes that let us be, you took off all the top pieces, whatever it is. You have to wait 18 minutes for this bottom chatiche. It's already salted for 20 hours already, but for all practical purposes. But if it was nivla dam, it was still beileya dam from the top pieces, so memela, you have to wait another 18 minutes for the new dam to leave. I can't take this bottom piece now and say, well, finished already. It acquired new dam from the top pieces. That's, so kozman, koz, that means it from the, you need 18 minutes that it should take to be pilot the dam it was nivla from the top piece. That is lechayre, but this is the lashon of the Taisa Zarosh. Soich li zor sheyamtinu letachtoine ad gmar pleites al yoine till it'll have enough time to be poilet the dam that was by layer from the yoine. And the Agos Yaivitz also seems to say like this, and the Lashon of Taisvis is a little misleading, but actually you have to add a word shell and then it'll be pretty good. Isorich lahamtin. Atay says letachtoine. You have to wait by the tachtoine. Ad shetashe. Shio. Ad shetashe shir tzliya shel al yoine. That's what it says. You have to wait by the tachtoine. Ashetashe shir tzliye shelo yoyne. Shad oisa shoh, ein atachtoyne yoytzis midday doma. That means you need 18 minutes till all the dam from the tachtoyne can come out. Fine. So that comes out of chumre. Umiyu adayin yeshloime. Now Toysis wants to say a new mahalach. That is not problematic at all. And this is Bemerson, what Rashi said a little, but Taisus is saying, not like Rashi. Not Pshat is, till now we said that when the bottom piece of meat is in the process of being poilet, poilet tzir, poilet dam, so it is poileya dam, but it is poilet that dam also. So then I says, so it's by later, then you have to wait a shir tzliya. Miu adayin yeshloima tamach. We say a little differently. The chol zman shabosa torud lifloi tzir ain't by later dam. You see a different vote in Gansen. Not if it's by later and poilet, so you have to wait 18 minutes. But I could say differently. And this Rashi Lemaiser said like this in this Nakuda, that Rashi says if it's busy being poilet, it's not bilei at all. So Memel, I don't have to wait anything. The bottom, let's say, if we say for practical purposes that it takes 18 minutes to bilei, to be maflet the dam, and 12 hours to be maflet the tzir, so whenever I want, in this 12-hour period, I take out the bottom chatiche, I just wash it off, inshallah al Yisrael. It wasn't bilei any dam. Since it was busy being poilet, it wasn't bilei dam. This is a new mahalach. It wasn't Beilei Adam. The Chos Matcha Bosa Tod Lifui Tzirene Beilei Adam. Uz Man Pleitas Atzirene Kola Kol Kach Meira. Fine. So Meila takes 12 hours to be Pilots here. So Meila, so according we hear here now, a new Kula, we can pile pieces of meat one on top of the other. It's the Dam will go down to the bottom Chaticha. It will not be nibble on the bottom chaticha because it's busy being poilet seal and nothing is going to happen. You want to take it out whenever you want. Just wash off the salt and shalom Yisrael. Yeah. So now, what did Taisva say? What the Taisva said, I'm with the Kazakh now. We have to appreciate what Taisva said. Taisva just said now, when it's poilet seal, it's not bileya. When it's poilet seal, it's not bileya. Umiyu adayin yeshloima. Yeah. Umikol moke. Boso shebesoich hatzir. So now, lechayre, Toisvis wants this eskakashan himself. Now like this. Let's just understand what Toisvis said. Toisvis said, you have here five layers of meat. And you have in there, you put later the top layer, and it's dripping down blood on the bottom layer. Taisus says, don't worry about it. The bottom layer is busy being pilot seer. The dam won't get into it. It's too busy. It's pushing out. Nothing is going to enter the bottom. Fine. Good. It is like that. So Taisus says, oh, I'm really kazakh. You tell me when it's pilot, it's not pilot. Fine. So let's talk about another case. I'll salt a piece of meat, and I'll put it in a kli she'ein menukiv, and we say it's pilot seer for 12 hours. I'll put it in a kli she'ein menukiv, and the whole thing gets full of dam and seer. It's filling up, and I'm saying, look, there's dam. Don't worry. Till 12 hours, this basar is busy being pilot, and when it's pilot, it's not beileya, it's kosher meat. I'm going to the Kazakh, of the Taisus. Taisus says that if it's busy being pilot, it's not being belay. So Taisus, no, I never said this. So Taisus, yeah. Umikol mokim, basar shebesoy chatzir, if you have basar that's in the tzir, kem bekli sheinim enukim ein lahatar mitamze. Don't be mad that it's being pilot its own seer. The ain loy sham. If it's surrounded with seer and it's trying to spit out and it's swimming with seer. So Taisva says, the ain loy sham kayach lifloy. There can be pilot. Mach mashu shokua besoicha seer. There it's surrounded with seer. Or Baileya, and then it's Baileya, then it works the other way around, then it's Baileya. That means if it's only dripping down on it, and it's shooting out seer, so it won't get in. But if it's Shakua in seer, and it's surrounded in seer, so then the seer is gonna go in, you're not gonna kick me out, I'm gonna come in, and it comes in. So Mamela, behind the time of the Shmud, Amala come on, Ein melch and ella bekli menukiv. That's pshat and Shmuel. Shmuel said, when you salt meat, you have to make sure it's a kli menukiv that's gonna run out. If you're gonna leave in a kli sheni menukiv, you're gonna get company. The whole tzir is gonna come back. Yeah. Now Taisa says like this. So what happens if you have a chaticha of basa, and somehow half of it is soaking in tzir, the chetzia b'chutz, this half outside of the tzir. So Taisa says, Masha b'seicha yosa, that meat that's in the tzir, that's also, it was beleya, I'm telling you. If it's surrounded with tzir, that's also, it's beleya. Masha b'chutz muta, whatever is outside of the tzir is muta. Kedefrishes lo perkid anoshe, gabitz gdisha tzolei bechelboi. Fine. Now, Tai says something else. Ve'eiche shesho ha'bosor b'melach kishir tzliya al daf echot. Tai says a new thing. you salted your meat 18 minutes. You put it on a daf, you put it there 18 minutes, you salted your meat, fine. So that's enough. Salt, 18 minutes, finished. So you took the salted meat that was salted already, and you put it in a barrel. It's there a whole night, you put it there. You come in the morning, and if the barrel is full of liquid, the barrel is full of liquid. I salted it, I hold the nabo now. Shayotzim in abosa. Ira maise bebeisei shel Rashi. Ooh, was it a maise over there? So bebeisei shel Rashi, they salted the meat, they put the meat, all the pieces of meat in a barrel, and in the morning they see all the meat is swimming in a liquid. Veheishiv, so Rashi said, the ma'ache sheshoa bosa b'melech kidei shia koinim shusam b'kli, since it was 18 minutes, the boss of the dam came out, ain't a ma'im anim soim b'kli min dam, this is not dam, the dam came out. Don't be swimming then. Whatever it is, it's red. It's irrelevant. It's not that. V'chein nire. And Toys says, I agree with Rashi. V'teid, I'll prove it to you. I say, ha-moichel, hu heta, miyad she-shor shir tzli, hu muta la-dich le-vashel mikteres. So Toys says, where did this liquid come from? I mean, if you put it in the barrel, now in the morning the barrel is full of liquid. Where did this liquid come from? The liquid came from inside the meat. Inside the meat is liquid and it came out. So if you say this liquid is also, so mamela, so how do you salted meat 18 minutes, you wash it off and you put it in a pot, and you cook the meat. Now there's liquid inside there. The proof of the pudding is because if you put it in the barrel, you see the liquid, or the liquid comes out, it oozes out all night. So there's liquid there, and if this liquid is also, so you'll have to cook the meat. So al-kochach, after 18 minutes, the dam came out. Whatever comes out later, call it whatever you want, but it's not dam. So mamela, so Taisvah says, so Rashi is 100% right. Fine. Now they says another, oh, so my male, that what comes out is good. Now they says another problem though. Now they says we have another problem, not finished yet. Good. They took the meat that was salted, they put this in a barrel. They put all the meat in a barrel, and in the morning they see that the whole barrel is full of meich. Good, so Rashi says, it's kosher. Fine. But Tachtoisvis, fine. The meich is kosher. But the salt, they didn't make adoch on the salt. The salt had dam in it. And now the salt dissolved. So the salt, which had dominant dissolved in the tzir, and now will be nivla in the bosa. Now we have a new problem. That means, so maraya fell off. If you make hadoche, after 18 minutes you salt your meat, you wash off the salt and you cook it, the shalom al yisrael. But the mice of Rashi was not like that. The mice of Rashi was they took all the salted meat, they put it in the barrel, In the morning they found the barrel full of liquid. There's no more salt on it also. The salt is out. Now in the salt is dam. And so this dam could not be nivla in the bosa. So Taisva says, well, we had this problem before also. We can't answer this liquid because of the salt shalabos shenim chabesoichoyim, the mikoyach zebonu lesser boso hanoifel boisei moichul. If you're gonna answer it, lefi sheyesh bei roiv melach, Shalabosa Venechas Mahmasoch, if you're gonna answer it, you say Malia Hareu Kireseyah, and the dam that was in the Melach was Nivla in the Bosa, Lichoshim Kireseyah, Boisarasa Bosa, in Ken Gami Tamza Yeyosa Kalabosa Shaboilam. So, Taisa says, how do you get rid of the salt? He used to soak the meat in water to get rid of the salt afterwards. So if you're telling me that when the salt dissolves, it will acid the basar, so you don't have a piece of kosher basar afterwards. We soak the basar with the salt on it. Shnich nais b'say keila ladicha. Shnim chamelach shala basar b'mayim. The mali mayim mali moichel. Give the shneim shaleta. Elo tzarech loima. The two mahalchim we said before. Other shadam. Shebemelech misyavish boi vein boi koyach libola babosa loimet bimkoim. Either this dam that was capsulized from the melech remained in the melech, ababishanimcha besoich oisei moich, even though it dissolved the melech, but the dam is capsulized in the melech and it will not be nivla. Toei sheperashnil gabi oisei gumish shebabosa. The Mali Guma Malayitzir, Mali Kalabos, Besechatzir. Or we'll say the second Sukhtaira, Mitam Sheposa Koyach. Oy Mitam Sheposa Koyach HaMelech Machma Shehiflet Aboso. Or a second reason, because we mentioned before also, the Melech doesn't have any more Koyach to be Mavliya in the Boso, because it used up all its Koyaches. So Tai says, in Lomdis it's mutter. Don't be makel. Rashi is makel meikradin. I'm also makel abba. Please don't be makel. Shekvar nogu ha'omisel. The Welt feels that if you have such a scenario, they don't eat the meat. So please, let's not be too big of a lamdan. The minigaylam is ta'aso, so don't do such a thing. That's the maskonas ha'taisu.